And welcome back into the Financial Safari. I am consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, once again joined alongside Coach Pete DeRuta, as well as UNC student intern Abigail Turner. Now, Coach, you are awesome to work for. Folks out there listening, I've just gotten back from vacation, got a little bit of extra energy going on.
He's trying to butter me up so he can get another one.
No, but I love it. I actually asked for a couple of extra days towards the end. Coach, you graciously allowed it. Really enjoyed some extra time with my kids, and this segment is what that is all about, helping our kids out. Yeah.
You know, and here's our sounder for the Financial Red Zone, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's when you're 52 or older or within 5 years of retirement, then you're in the Financial Red Zone. But we're talking about now a different kind of red zone when you have kids and you start wondering, where's all the money going to come to keep the kids going, right?
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
What am I going to do about my children when they get to college?
Precisely,
how am
yeah.
I going to plan? And you don't want to plan the day before they go to college for college education.
Exactly.
So I met with a very good friend of mine this week, and she's pregnant right now with her first baby.
Oh, fun.
And so she was wondering what to do about college for the child that's not even here yet.
Wow.
Doesn't even know the sex of the child yet. But,
that's
you
awesome.
Know, we talked about the 529 plan. She asked me what I do.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, Mikey does it. Well, Mikey likes it. It must be good.
Hey,
like cereal,
go.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what I've always said, and I'm truthful on this, 25 years in the financial world, I'll never advise something to someone that I haven't tried myself.
Really? Wow.
All right?
Okay,
so,
yeah.
I'm the test rabbit, we call it. So, Peter
like
Rabbit,
pig.
Right?
I like it.
So, what I told her is what I do for my daughter, Carrie, is I put money into 529 plan.
Okay.
And I used Utah's for a while, right at the beginning. Now I use North Carolina's because I'm in North Carolina. It's a special benefits about using the one in your state.
Okay.
But you can always look at what state is doing better, and you can invest in any state's 529 plan.
Can you really? Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Okay.
And my daughter, Carrie, is going to be 12 soon. But I still keep the maximum risk in her 529 plan. Mm. So in other words, Carrie's taking a lot of risk. She doesn't know it.
Sure.
But she's done pretty well in her 529 plan.
Okay.
And let's say she gets scholarships, though. And that's what a lot of people say. She's my only child. But let's say she gets scholarships. If you have more than one child, what you could do is you can pass that 529 plan down to the next child.
Can you really?
Wow.
Or you can use it for yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Maybe you want to go back to school, whatever. Like Rodney Dangerfield did it. Why can't you?
There you go.
So there are so many different ways, but it's better to have money put away than not have it put away.
Exactly. Right. And, yeah. And can I ask you?
No, you can't.
Why the 529? I'm not super familiar with
it's
what
the way
that
it's
is.
Set up. It's special okay. Tax write-offs and that kind of thing.
Ah,
basically,
okay.
The money comes out tax-free for her when she goes to college.
Ah, gotcha.
So no matter what kind of gain, as long as she uses it for education.
Yeah.
The money comes out tax-free.
Oh, I wow. love it.
Okay, as it exists today in tax law. Now, I never put anything past the government. You look at this healthcare law going back and forth. You
oh,
never
sure.
know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But as it exists today, the money's going to come out tax-free as
okay.
long as we do it for education.
Yeah.
Okay?
Makes sense.
And so let's say she gets a scholarship, though. She might still need some money for books or room and board. If
right.
we could still justify that as educational expense,
yeah, sure.
then we can do that. But if she doesn't use it, and we never have any more kids, which I'm 51. I'm not having more kids. And but if I take the money out in the future because she didn't use it, I just pay tax on the money. Well, it's free money anyway,
there
right?
You go.
It's
yeah,
money
sure.
I didn't pay tax on sometimes, or I did, whatever, it doesn't matter. I've got
sure.
money that's available. So,
okay, yeah.
But for people with more than one child, it's a way to pass the baton down the family tree.
I like it.
Okay?
It sounds like something
wow.
folks
yeah.
need to be aware of. Yeah.
So it makes a lot of sense. So the 529 plan we talked about, and then I said, you could do a DRIP plan, dividend reinvestment program.
Okay, DRIP,
now,
I like that.
A great way to teach your child about understanding the money world is to have them sitting in front of the old kitchen table on the commercial, right? They're sitting here with a part of a balanced breakfast. They're eating a bowl of cereal and some toast, right?
Sure.
So you get them some stock in Kellogg's.
Ah.
But you do it every single month. You do a dividend reinvestment program, which means they take out, $100 or $200 out of your checking account and put
uh-huh.
it by company stock right in that. So Kellogg's,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Same day of each month, the same amount comes out. We call that dollar cost averaging. And then these companies pay dividends.
Okay.
So when it pays a dividend, they use that dividend to buy more stock.
Ah,
so that's
yes.
why they call it a dividend reinvestment program.
Gotcha, okay.
Okay, and since high school, I've been doing McDonald's, Exxon, and Wisconsin Energy.
Ah,
don't ask
big
me
ones.
About Wisconsin
wow.
Energy. I just found an energy company. But what I had to do is I had an emergency twice at Carolina when I went to school at UNC Chapel Hill.
Okay.
The emergencies popped up. I had to go to Myrtle Beach.
I like
so
what
I
an
took,
emergency.
Took money out of my stock plans, but it was money I never would have had to begin with, right?
Wow, yeah.
I
right.
wish I didn't touch it because since then, McDonald's and Exxon both split a couple times.
There you go, yeah.
But I continue to put new money in. So
okay.
it wouldn't have been there if I didn't put it away. So, heck, I've had a little fun, right?
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
And Myrtle Beach was fun back in the day. There weren't any shootings there.
Yeah, it'll get that way again, right?
Now, we've got a guidebook to put together the family plan, basically. And
okay.
it's included in the total retirement plan we do, looking at your children and grandchildren, making sure that you put money away from them in the right places. The third option, in what I call the trifecta of college planning, is life insurance.
Hmm.
All right, we call it a self-completing savings plan. Let's say you buy $1 million policy on your grand, and leave your grandchild as a beneficiary.
Okay.
And let's say you pass away too soon. Let's say you only had the policy for like 3 months. You pay 3 months worth of payments. You pass away. $1 million goes tax-free to your grandchild.
Does it really?
What? So you can set it up in a trust where they can't blow it, right? And they can only get a certain amount if they want, or you can give it to them in a lump sum.
Oh, okay.
But think about that. There's no better way to buy dollars for pennies than life insurance.
Mm, without a doubt.
But when you talk about life insurance, you think of that movie on Groundhog Day, where the guy keeps trying to sell him life insurance,
yeah,
right?
My dad's favorite movie.
But life insurance, it's been made fun of, but I've never seen anybody, and I've had to deliver a couple checks in my life, I've never seen anyone tell me they don't want that check.
I'm sure.
It comes tax-free, which, you know, when a time comes like that, when someone passes away, you don't want to be worried about anything, much less paying taxes and all that. So tax-free is very good.
That's right.
As long as you don't buy too much life insurance, we're talking about $10 million worth of life insurance, it's tax-free.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay. So if you knew when you're going to pass away, the best time to buy life insurance would be the day before you pass away.
Sure.
Makes sense. You know, like they do with the health insurance law now, that even if you have a pre-existing condition, you can go buy health insurance.
Right. There
that
you go.
That goes against anything that has to do with life insurance or insurance world in general. You're supposed to buy ahead of time and pull your money up. So here in life insurance, you're in total control. But here's another caveat for life insurance that most people don't realize. And this is very important because it just came about a few years ago.
Really?
Something called living benefits.
Okay.
So back in the day, like we talked about, the only way to benefit from life insurance was for you had to pass away, so you never saw the benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, nowadays, if you go to a nursing home or need long-term care or want home health care, you can reach in. Let's say you got that $1 million policy we're talking about, $1 million death benefit. You can take some of your death benefit and use it to pay for long-term care when you're alive here today.
Can you really? Wow.
So think about that. Life insurance never has a rate increase. You've got a great $1 million policy if you pass away, but now you've got $1 million worth of long-term care coverage for you.
No, that sounds phenomenal.
So now you benefit now. The only problem is once you spend it on yourself, that's less death benefit you're leaving your next of kin.
Sure.
But
it's
better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Oh, for sure.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Very, very important there, and a lot of people don't realize that. And if you have a life insurance policy and it doesn't have the living benefits on it, you need to do a life insurance audit and see if you could trade in, like you do a car, trade in an old model for the new model, right?
So who can do that for folks if somebody wants to do that?
Well, I just so happen to be able to do it for them right now,
Oh,
Thomas.
Really? Wow.
That's right. Why don't you give them the number out?
You know, financial double talk and sales pitches are just rampant out there. Finally, folks, finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review, and for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135. The next five callers will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now. Over five chances to win today. That number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. 800-477-1135. 1135. Now, you know, Coach, I had to ask because you never know if you have to go back to the issuing company or
Don't want to go back to them because they'll try to sell you something maybe you don't need.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we call it the retirement equation. And Abby, I know you're only 19, but just think about that. I mean, let's say that you passed away tomorrow.
Okay.
Your parents might not, and you see this a lot, Thomas, at churches a lot of times where they start passing around the bucket for someone who passed away who didn't have life insurance and they don't have any way to bury someone.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's always, and again, I hate talking about it because no one wants to talk about it, but it's going to happen to everyone. We're all going to pass away.
There you go.
We're either going to pass away with a good policy or no policy.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
Or a bad policy, better off having no policy, right?
You're right.
So just make sure we get the right facts and we know what's going on, and it's all part of a true retirement plan. Not just a financial plan, but a retirement plan. Income for you and income for your next of kin, and making sure you take all the worry out of living in retirement. Part of the 22 steps in the total retirement plan is going through what to do for the kids, grandkids, making sure that you have the right plan for yourself, and also covering long-term care when it comes up without having to buy a long-term care policy.
Wow.
So if you're one of the next 15 callers, we'll put together this for you. We'll go through all 22 steps in the total retirement plan. We cover this in two or three meetings with you. So it's not a painful process. So folks, we'll look at what kind of fees you're paying right now in your current policies. And we'll look at how rearranging certain things can give you dramatic growth potential. We'll also look at a tax analysis, making sure you're not overpaying in taxes, and put together a customized lifetime income plan that uses proven strategies and techniques. Also goes through that process we call pension maximization, making sure you have the right plan to get you not only to retirement, but all the way through retirement. If you're one of the next 15 callers, this is a $999 value, no cost or obligation. Our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million, but we've never turned anyone away and never will.
So if something we're talking about resonates with you, go ahead, pick up the phone, give us a call. Make sure that you have that security that your retirement resources are being managed according to your goals and risk tolerance. Give us a call, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, folks, stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.